This is a Radio 191 FM podcast. Yes, it is. It's a podcast and you love it.
And we are joined here today with Corey, Bryce and Emma of Purple Dog. Hello, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
Of course. So the gang is here to talk about their latest single, I Feel the Same, that was released last Wednesday. It's great. Love it. How's it been having it released out in the world so far?
Honestly, it's been so cool. Like, we've just been fizzing to release it, and now that it's finally out, it feels like surreal. Would you guys agree?
I would agree.
Oh yeah. When I saw our last single, Wave the Same, on iTunes, it was just buzzy feelings. Yeah. But we need to sort out this song on iTunes, don't we, so that the people can listen to it there.
Is it only on Spotify at the moment?
No, it is on Bandcamp and SoundCloud.
Oh, yes.
It's on Tidal or any of those other.
Let's
weird ones,
go, Tidal. On
interesting. True.
We just need to sort out iTunes, which we will do
eventually. We'll get there. So, the last, what's the song about? That was where that was going. It's a great song. Yeah,
I Feel the Same. It started with processing the end of a relationship, and from there, I think as a songwriter, you like work through the idea. It grows and transforms into something quite different from your original idea.
Yeah.
And it moved into more exploring like the rumination that happens after a relationship. Mm. So like overplaying like words said or like things done, or like just processing the end of a relationship. And in this case, like the phrase I Feel the Same struck out to me. And sometimes you really want to tell someone like, yeah, I actually feel the same as like as you do, but if the relationship's over, there's no point. Saying that.
Yeah, it's cool. So it's obviously from a very like personal place, I'd say, like in a relationship. It's pretty shit for everybody, but how do you feel writing about those personal experiences in song and music and releasing them?
I love it. It's like a therapeutic, cathartic way of working through emotions. I'm a big journaler, so songwriting is just another avenue to like get out how I'm feeling. Often a song will start with like a particular thing that's going on in my life or a relationship, but often through the artistic process of songwriting, it does grow to be something quite different from the original idea.
Yeah.
And by the end process, it's a whole different thing that I've created, but the seed of the idea is often rooted in reality.
That's cool. That's a cool way of describing it. How is it like working collaboratively in writing songs? Do you bring it to the boys and Charlotte as well?
She's one of the boys.
Very song to song. I think as a band, we're still trying out different ways of workshopping songs. The song started mostly on me, like with the songwriting, but working out more like the structure of the song and adding in different like instrumental parts that was definitely done with the band. We have like a breakdown part in the last like quarter of the song.
Don't spoil it, we're about to hear it.
Well, this is a teaser. Thank you. This is a teaser for when you hear it after. But
it's kind of like the entire second half of the song.
Yeah, Loki, it's a different song.
Initially just like the verse and chorus that you wrote, Imogen.
Well,
In the pre.
It does. the verse and choruses only go to like just over halfway through. Then the other half is us just going mad. I'm shredding. You're banging stuff.
Pots and pans. Pots and pans are hit by Bryce. I liked what we did, and I feel the same in that. Like, we have the normal like verse, pre-chorus, chorus structure of like a normal song, and then we go into this breakdown, and it like, and then the outro part, and it's like extended and exciting and tasty, and everyone in the band like has like a little moment to shine. True. I think it's really fun. It definitely like shakes it up because, yeah, like it's very different to what I've ever written before.
Yeah, for sure.
And that was made possible through working with my band.
Because yeah, you don't really like instinctually create a freak out ending with an acoustic guitar, do you? Doesn't tend to happen.
Would you say you had any like specific musical influences while you were writing I Feel the Same that stuck out and influenced how it sounds?
Definitely. I love the like indie alternative, like slight rock influence band Slowpulp. They're from somewhere in America. Really like catchy melodies, like Earworm kind of vibes. With a like sprinkle of rock like us. I had some songs that written by them that were just like in my head a lot, and I was thinking about that. I was also thinking about some of the like Kiwi indie bands. Like I was thinking like Make a Road. They're definitely a bit more chill, but along those lines. I love Spacey Jane's, like Australia, like their floaty sound. So I wanted to encapsulate a lot of the different things I was listening to.
For sure.
Yeah. It's cool being inspired by bands close to home.
It is, yeah. No, I feel like Kiwi music is definitely something special, and you can, like, I love Slowpulp. You can hear Slowpulp in it.
Oh, that makes me so happy.
Especially,
got a cross.
Yes! In the breakdown bit, like, it sounds, I'm trying to think which song it sounds like, but it does.
Doesn't sound like any particular song.
No,
it's just all original.
It's just vibes.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know, but oh, that makes me so happy, Maddie, that you said
that.
This is great, because I don't know, I find it's interesting as like a songwriter and like people that create music, like you have your influences and like songs you admire.
Yeah.
But then you go to like create your own sound, and like sometimes I have no idea what we sound like.
Yeah. Yeah, like when I was coming up with the drums, I didn't really have any specific, you know, band or even genre in mind. I just, you know, tried to give it what it needed. Threw in a fun little groove on the ride cymbal. But yeah, I guess I didn't really have a main influence, so I was just going with the flow.
Yeah.
That's true.
Tried to make it epic.
More like intuition, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so.
What about you, Corey? What did you...
I was just listening to a lot of Velvet Underground at the time. I just put that in.
Nice.
And hopefully it didn't sound too disjointed.
It sounded good. I liked it.
Wow, that's all we wanted then.
So this release, is it a lead up to anything more?
Perchance.
Potentially.
Maybe. Possibly.
Yes.
Yeah, so I am doing music production as my degree, and this is my final year, so got a lot of projects where I kind of have to record and like produce stuff.
True.
So I'm thinking I can do kind of a 2-in-1 with my assignments, you know.
Yeah,
if I have enough time, try to get like an EP done. We'll see.
That would be sick. But 2 birds 1 stone.
Exactly.
Or just make a production. Full double concept album.
Yeah.
Go mad.
Even
that's
better
an idea.
We
that's
can make
idea.
two.
Taylor Swift 14.
Yeah. Oh, true.
30, I don't know.
But we've got, like, enough, I'd say, songs that we've made to, you know, record some stuff.
For sure.
It's just, it's a lot of effort, a lot of time, you know.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm not at, like, the professional level yet.
No.
So we'll see how it turns out.
We think you are.
Oh, thank you, Corey.
Yeah, we think you're great.
I try my best.
I mean, you're last year, so you've got to be pretty good to be make it all the way through uni.
The degree.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Whether he's good all depends on whether he gets the degree at the end of it.
That's true.
Well, maybe I'll have to have another year, you know, if I suck.
That's very true.
No, we'll see.
I hope not for your sake.
But yeah, EP is the goal, I'd say.
EP is the goal.
We'll
That's
see
very
tracks.
Exciting. We'll keep tabs on that. Yeah.
I'll be watching us.
You got any... Oh, I mean, you've been playing heaps of Pint Nights. Are you going to keep doing that? Any shows?
Yeah, we've played a couple.
Played a few.
Played last week, didn't you?
We played last week, and is it next week we're playing at Dunedin Musicians Club?
Ooh.
No,
the week after.
that's the week after. On the 30th.
Yeah,
hell
yeah, 30th of May, we're playing Dunedin Musos Club, which I'm really looking forward to playing. Like,
it's going to be fun.
They invited us out. It'll be cool to, like, expand our horizons a little bit with the type of crowd we play, because we've played, I guess, quite a few Pint Nights now, which is so fun, but it's also, like, the age range is, like, uni students. And we were talking to our No Danger mates, and they were like, yeah, we, like, recently played, and, like, the setup is so sick, and,
seems
pretty sick.
I've played this solo a few times. It's pretty good.
Oh, cool.
Nice. They're nice.
Ooh,
We also have a gig coming up this Thursday. Wait, this Friday.
We're playing the Psychology Society, like PsychSoc.
Yeah.
We're playing their ball.
That's fun.
Which is exciting. Yeah, looking forward to that.
Yeah. So, yeah, start a psychology degree now, and
then you'll get to see a purple dog.
Yeah, pick it up.
It'll be worth it.
We still have time.
We'll just go along. And then, we're also playing Dig the Gig next week.
Nice.
So, really looking forward to that, actually. Mm. Like, lots of our mates and other bands are playing.
That'll
Give
be fun.
Up and No Danger, Trivs.
Nice.
It'll be good fun.
Nice.
Yeah, looking forward.
Yeah, that is something to look forward to.
Yeah.
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 Oh, yeah.
Slay. Oh, yeah.
We got any final thoughts to wrap it up? Anything to tell people listening? Other than, obviously, I listen to I Feel the Same.
Yeah, have a listen, please.
Yeah.
It's on Spotify.
It's on Spotify. A lyric music video is coming out on YouTube soon, which is really exciting.
When I get around to it.
It's coming up.
It's looking good. Like, the first verse is looking amazing.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, nice.
The second verse is non-existent, by the way.
It's been really cool just, like, hearing what people think of I Feel the Same. Like, we love people reaching out being like, yo, love the breakdown. Like, it just makes us so happy to hear that people are enjoying it.
That's cool.
If you have any, like, thoughts, like, DM us.
We're on Instagram, Purple Dog Music. So,
we are on Instagram.
Check us
a follow.
Nice.
And
share I Feel the Same with your friends and family.
Yeah.
And your grandparents.
Share with your mum.
Stream
your dog. Share your I Feel the Same with your dog.
And if you own a purple dog,
it's a something we need
one. Please hit us up.
Yeah.
We've been trying to find one. That's a bit difficult.
For the cover art of I Feel the Same, we've actually got a story about this. Bryce and I we both climb at Resistance Climbing Gym.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, we need to sort out, like, our cover art for the song. And I was like, okay, we need, like, a dog.
Yes,
it's a sausage dog.
Yes.
Ideally purple, but, you know, we'll settle for just a normal one.
It's a small dog.
So Bryce and I put up an ad, a post-it note on a
bulletin
board in the climbing gym. Drew, like, a little pic of a sausage dog, and we were like, sausage dog needed for, like, a band music video or photo shoot. And
someone hit us up.
We were like, ooh, like, 2 weeks went by, and there was just radio silence. And then,
two sausage dogs, actually.
Two?
Frank and Sizzle. Yeah. Shoutouts to Frank and Sizzle, my dogs.
Those are great sausage dog names.
Yeah, because Frank Birdie, sausage Sizzle.
Yeah.
So. They've got their own Instagram, actually.
That's
follow
a
them.
Plug for
yeah.
them.
Exactly.
Follow them.
Don't follow us.
I don't know why you're listening to us. Just, you should be listening to them.
And their owners are so lovely.
Yeah.
We had a little photo shoot in the park. That was such a fun day.
And then we made them purple in post.
We
didn't have time to bleach them and dye them, but
I have a feeling Frank and Sizzle's owners may not have been happy with the purple dog. But
I don't know why. I'd want a purple dog.
Who wouldn't?
True.
So if you have a purple dog, hit us up. And maybe your dog will be on the next cover single.
That's great promo.
True that.
If you want to dye your dog purple, hit them up.
Yeah, real.
We appreciate the commitment at Radio 1. It's good. But yeah, anyway, thank you guys for coming in today. It's been lovely having a chat with you.
Thank you so much, Maddie.
Yeah,
awesome.
Thanks so much.
It's been lovely.
It's been great. This is their new track, I Feel the Same. You're listening to Radio 1 91 FM. Hope you enjoy.
Woo-hoo. Oh yeah.
A f***ing Radio 1 podcast, mate. There's heaps more at r1.co.nz.